All right, we're on the line with Jason Weingant. He's the RacerX online editor who also hosts the TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross, the GNC series, which is the largest and one of the most prestigious off-road racing series in the U.S. Just back from East Rutherford, New Jersey, where Ryan Villopoto has done it again, four-time champion. That was a great scene, wasn't it?
It really was. You know, I know it's probably disappointing if you want the maximum excitement. Certainly, it'd be awesome for the title to go down to the last race, but I can tell you they really pulled it off. They haven't raced here in over 20 years, and the sport's a lot bigger than it was then. So there was a lot of media, I think a lot of new fans, a lot of people who were checking out this sport for the first time. So to see a guy go out and win the title, make some history because he's got four in a row now. Toyota gave away a truck, so he got a free truck out of it. So there was a lot of excitement, and hey, it would be awesome to have that on the line in Vegas as well, but it made for a pretty good event this time.
You know, having said all that and being in New York, you said from 20 years ago to now,
yep.
I guess that's a great setup. But do you think, and this is what I was thinking on Saturday, can they tweak the system so you don't know who's going to win 6 weeks before the 6 weeks before the season ends? I mean, is there a way? I know the NFL did it, you know, years ago. They didn't want one team winning mid-season, so they changed it to make it more compelling. Is there a way to reduce the points and make it more challenging?
There is only so much. You can do, but even the little bit that you can do isn't getting done. It's really unfortunate because the problem with the way this sport is structured is, you know, when NASCAR wants to make changes or the NFL wants to make changes, you know, they essentially have a commissioner or a president, and they say, these are the rules. You're going to play by them. We don't want to hear any complaints. This is the way it goes. In this sport, there are just so many stakeholders, so to speak. From what I've always heard, teams, sponsors, maybe even riders, they don't like change. They just don't embrace change. I'm not sure why. You know, I feel like the sport could even be bigger. There could be more money. It could be beneficial to all. But they do not like change. I think for a promoter, obviously the last thing you want is someone wrapping things up early or you know someone's going to win the title 6 weeks in advance. I think the promoters would love to change it up, but everyone vetoes it. And it's not like there's an official vote, but it's just grumbling. Hey, we want to try this, don't. Hey, we want to try this, don't.
But Jason,
I don't understand why people have their head in the sand, but that's the way they are.
But Jason, even you, back in week three, were saying it was Ryan Villopoto's to lose. You know, and for every race
yep,
that he did, he extended his lead. And I'm not saying you're losing viewers, but you do lose that sense of excitement.
Absolutely. You can look at the Arena Cross Series, which is also run by the same people that run Supercross, and they really shook it up starting last year. They have a playoff-type format where the points get reset with the last couple of rounds.
Perfect.
And they get bonus points for all these different little things. So maybe not the best guy gets a few points here and there to make it interesting. In the end, Tyler Bowers, who is the best arena cross rider, has still managed to win the title both years. In the end, the cream rises, and Villopoto would probably win no matter what format you gave it, but absolutely anything you do to tighten it up. I think here's the issue. This is a sport that's as much participated in as it is watched. The NFL, you're just watching it. It's a spectator sport. That's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm.
Here, there's this strange connection between the bikes you buy at the dealership, the gear you buy at the dealership. This is what the guys ride. This is what you wear. This is what you buy. You pay for the bikes. They pay the riders with that money. This connection makes it harder to make changes because there isn't one commissioner of motocross. Because here's the thing, you know, there's the commissioner of the NFL,
yeah,
not the commissioner of the sport of football. You want to play football in the backyard, he doesn't have any control over that. Here, it's all connected in too many ways, and they can't make changes, and it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it is kind of a bummer. I mean, you would love for them going to Vegas with James Stewart having a shot, Dungy having a shot. A shot! You know, that's all we want is a shot.
Yeah.
Just so we can...
Yep.
I mean, you're in Vegas. You want to bet. Do they bet on motocross in Vegas?
It is allowed.
Is there a line? Can you go to a hotel, and there's a line on who's going to win?
It seems like it's on and off. There definitely have been years where it is. I don't know if it happens every year. And that Monster Energy Cup in October in Vegas, they definitely have had it there. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that, too. Like, anything that changes, a lot of the honesty and truth you get on injury reports and things in other sports is because there's gambling involved.
Yeah.
It seems strange to say that gambling sometimes brings good things with it, but it actually does.
No, for the NFL, gambling is the root of its power, and it's been talked about greatly. Before we get out of here,
yep,
James Stewart busted up his knee. How's he looking?
Nobody knows yet. I heard his publicist, I was talking to him on Saturday night, he didn't seem too excited about it. That didn't sound like good news. I mean, I think he's in Los Angeles today getting some tests, and maybe by tomorrow we might know something. The guys on the team said there's a chance that it might not be so bad because it didn't swell up like they thought it would. But I don't know, man. I don't think it's encouraging. I think a lot of people are worried right now that he might not be able to go for this motocross series. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, you said it when they batten down the hatches and everybody gets quiet, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, exactly. No one said, oh, he just walked out of here, no problem, he's fine. That wasn't said. Although I will say, a couple years ago, Ryan Villopoto tore his ACL, and they actually said that. And then 3 days later, he was out for the year. So you never know what you're going to get. What did we just say about gambling, forcing people to tell the truth? What did we just say?
Well, the NFL makes you tell the truth, so maybe they need a little bit of NFL in them to tell the truth. He's the online editor for RacerX Online, Jason Weingant. And if you want the latest in moto and supercross news, go to racerxonline.com for the most up-to-date info on all your motostars with Jason Weingant. And you can also follow him on Twitter at RacerX Online on race day. Jason, thank you for being a part of our show this week, and we'll see you in Vegas, baby.
Can't wait. See you, boys.
Can't wait. Thank you. More here at All Access Sports Radio. Stick around. You want to see it, hear it, be it.